with me, please. Precious Lamb of God.
Precioso Cordero de Dios.
Mystery of God.
Misterio de Dios.
The attributes of God, the love of God, demanding.
El amor de Dios, atributo de Dios.
Come into the human flesh.
Viniendo a la carne humana.
For redemption.
Para redención.
To pay the price.
Para pagar el precio.
To suffer.
El sufrimiento.
Die of a broken heart.
Muriendo de un corazón roto.
To know rejection.
A no rechazo. El conocer rechazo.
To know pain.
Conocer dolor.
To know all the temptations that we humans go through.
Conocer otras tentaciones por las cuales los humanos pasamos.
So that he can comfort us and guide us and lead us on the way.
Para que nos pudiera guiar y confortarnos.
So that he became triumphant over death and the grave.
Y así llegó a ser triunfante sobre la muerte.
So that we also,
para que nosotros también,
could be triumphant.
Podamos ser triunfantes.
How do we ever thank you enough, Lord?
¿Cómo podemos darte las suficientes gracias, Señor?
We love to praise you.
Alabamos,
we love to worship you.
Y alabarte y adorarte.
But then you call us out into the trenches.
Luego nos llamaste a las que saliéramos de las trincheras.
To fight.
A para pelear.
The good fight of faith.
A buena pelea de fe.
And through that all to lay hold on eternal life.
Y a través de ello tomar vida eterna.
And prove.
Y probar.
Through our lives.
A través de nuestras
that
vidas.
Your life in us.
Tu vida en nosotros
is more powerful than anything
es más poderoso que cualquier cosa
the devil can throw at us.
Que el diablo nos puede arrojar a nosotros.
Now to you
y a ti.
Be glory and honor.
Sea gloria y honor.
To you, let your name be exalted.
Que tu nombre sea exaltado.
Lifted up on high with love and thanksgiving and reverence.
Con gracias y reverencias.
Please, Lord. I have the preeminence now here as we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Meet with us, meet with each one, the young, the old, the in between, you and you alone can meet with. Each person knowing exactly what they are and what they have need of.
Saber dónde está cada persona y de lo que ellos tienen necesidad.
Help them, Lord.
Ayúdalos, Señor.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen. Thanks. You may
gracias.
Be seated. Russ, you made it. God bless you all. Nice to see you, Sister Ann.
Bueno, mirarte, hermana.
Yeah. Everybody well?
¿Todos bien?
Just a couple of things.
Un par de cosas solo.
Before we get started today.
Antes de comenzar,
those of you who went to hear the Let the Children Praise was... What a blessing.
Dejen que los niños adoren.
And we had some of our, let's see, Sophie was there, right?
Sophie estuvo ahí, correcto?
Yes, and sí. Zoe.
Y Zoe.
And Levi and Hosanna. Oh, they did just a gorgeous job.
Maravilloso.
And Levi, I couldn't believe it.
No lo podía creer.
Taking that drum with that complicated rhythm, and you were just right on there, perfect. Wow. It was an African from Zimbabwe, was it? Or
Zambia.
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 And he didn't miss a beat.
Y él no se perdió.
I couldn't believe it when he said, leave it. It was complex rhythm. It wasn't
era un ritmo
one end, two end, you know.
No, era una cosa fácil.
But God was glorified.
Pero Dios
Several of those songs, you know, it was just beautiful because I had tears, touched my heart. So thank you.
Gracias.
Second of all, something's going on.
Segundamente algo está aconteciendo.
And I hope, with a little bit of personal testimony here, give you encouragement to not give up on anybody. We have mentioned before.
Mencionado a la gente antes.
Mary has a sister by the name of Beth. That's younger.
Mary tiene una hermana por el nombre Beth.
She is the one the Lord touched and used to help Mary and bring her to the Lord.
Maria.
And back in the early days of the living room, she was incredibly gifted in music.
En música.
And some of those, a lot of those white songs in the back, so she wrote several of those.
Ella escribió muchos de ellos.
Well, life happens and
la vida
we all make mistakes.
Y todos hacemos errores.
She had a very difficult time in her life.
Tuvo un tiempo muy difícil en su vida.
Everything around her fell apart.
Se cayó a pedazos.
So, she got discouraged, walked away from the message, walked away from God.
Se desanimó y se fue del mensaje, se fue de Dios.
And this is, 40 years ago now, at least? So over the years, we've had times, and times I've talked, we have talked on the phone, and
hemos hablado con ella en el teléfono a veces.
One time
we were
together with her.
Estábamos juntamente con ella.
And she says, I was talking about faith. And
y ella dijo, bueno, estaba hablando de fe.
She says, faith has caused me too much existential pain in my life. I can't.
La fe me ha causado mucho dolor en mi vida.
So she said she became scientific and
¿va a ser científica?
We were talking about
estamos hablando
something scientific and she said, vibrations, científico. That's the only thing I can believe in now.
So,
vibrations.
Vibraciones, eso es lo único que puedo creer ahora.
And she went totally,
ella fue totalmente
totally intellectual for decades.
Intelectual por décadas.
Well,
bueno.
Just the last 2 weeks, right, honey?
Las últimas dos semanas, correcto, querida?
Here's a text.
Aquí hay un texto.
Would you pray for me?
¿Oraría por mí?
So then she sent
entonces ella envió
a song that she had been listening to.
Un canto el cual ella ha estado escuchando.
Michael English, is that his name? And what is this?
Winona,
somebody. Michael Christian Lago, singers. Now to us, it would be pretty milk toast.
No para nosotros.
But they talked about faith.
Pero habla acerca de fe.
And she made this comment. She says, I have been listening to this nonstop.
Este comentario, he estado escuchando esto sin parar.
And she says,
y ella dijo,
it's all about faith.
Es todo acerca de fe.
So a couple days ago,
par de días atrás,
she texted us.
Nos envió un mensaje.
My doctor sent me to the ER. She said,
el doctor me envió
lots of health problems.
Muchos problemas de salud.
Well,
bueno,
we were in the car and we heard this.
Y oramos esto.
Song by the Booth Brothers, He Heals. And I send it out to Grace Ministries.
Did any of you listen to that? Canto a la,
wasn't that wonderful?
Ministerio Gracias. ¿No es maravilloso?
And something in my heart said, there's people out there that need this.
Hay gente allá afuera que necesita
and
esto.
I kept feeling, send this to Beth.
Le envié esto a Beth.
I said, okay, Lord, but she'll probably chew me out, whatever,
okay,
but
señor,
I'm going to be obedient and send it to her.
Me ponga mal, pero no quiero ser un hijo desobediente.
I'm trying to find this.
Estoy tratando de encontrarlo.
So she sent this back.
Nos envió de regreso.
The song is perfect.
El canto es perfecto.
Thank you for sending it.
Gracias por enviarlo.
It's so comforting in what I need right now.
Es de mucho confort lo que necesitaba ahorita mismo.
Listen,
escuche.
In my mind and in our minds and in our reasoning,
en nuestros razonamientos, mentes,
I could give you instance after instance
te puedo dar,
where I believe she blasphemed God.
Yo creo
and
que
there's no hope.
No hay esperanza.
But something in my heart wouldn't let go.
Pero algo en mi corazón no soltaba esto.
And Mary and I would,
y
in
María
our prayers
y yo
together,
en nuestras oraciones juntamente,
be lifting her up.
Siendo levantada.
I said, Lord, if there's anything, any way.
Dije, Señor, si ahí hay algo, alguna manera que tú la alcances.
So I hope that's an encouragement when things seem absolutely impossible.
Cosas son absolutamente imposibles.
Nothing's impossible with
nada
God.
Es imposible con Dios.
And he won't lose a one.
Y él no va a perder ni uno.
Don't give up.
No se rinda.
Don't give up on anybody.
No se rinda con... No suelte a nadie.
Right. He didn't give up on me.
Él no mm-hmm. se rindió conmigo.
That's what I always tell people. How could I give up on you? He hasn't given up on me.
Yo le digo a la gente, ¿cómo yo puedo rendirme? De ustedes, no puedo soltarlos.
One more thing.
Una cosa más.
And this is,
y esto es,
I would feel negligent if I didn't.
Me sentiría negligente si no lo hiciera.
Warn you.
Les estoy advirtiendo.
The deception of this world is getting
El engaño de este
more
mundo
and more refined.
Poniéndose más y más refinado.
What
el engaño.
We see going on here and,
con todo lo que está aconteciendo aquí.
In fact, I got a
de hecho, tengo
voice text from, it's actually Brother Alistair in South Africa. And
de esta persona en el sur de África.
What in the world
¿qué
is going on there in Minnesota?
Está pasando allá en Minnesota.
South Africa, around the world. Every time I try to catch any news, it's all about Minneapolis. And I don't know if you've seen.
Yo no sé si usted ha mirado.
Little clips of
pequeñas vistas
the fraud and deceit.
De engaño y fraude.
It's mind-boggling and
shows
pictures of
que le muestro
jumped-out buildings with nobody there and
edificios cayendo sin nadie ahí.
One of them showed two Rolls Royce sitting out in front. One of them showed my Bugatti. The other one showed my Lamborghini and my
y unas personas mostrando sus carros,
BMW, everything.
Esto aquí, BMW.
All paid for by you.
All pagado por usted.
All saying it's deceit, total lies. Isn't that this world?
Mentiras.
And then they showed clips,
entonces, también miré clips,
news clips of people going through Minneapolis airport.
People how many Minneapolis?
How many millions have been passed? Here's they're checking suitcases. Open your suitcase.
Están checando sus
something looks suspicious here.
Algunos se miran
oh, this lady has 500,000. This
oh,
guy has 2.2 million. This guy has 7 million.
Millones, y aquella otra persona
and
tiene
how many millions every day, right?
¿Cuántos millones cada día?
An average of a million per day. They use your money.
Están usando yeah. el dinero de usted.
It's just... The deceit is phenomenal. So,
el engaño es fenomenal.
With all of that,
con todo eso,
the deceit,
el engaño,
Mary and I got frauded to a point of hurt. I'm not going to go into details.
María,
I appreciate you not asking, but it hurt.
Nos cometieron fraude, no voy a entrar en detalles.
But if I didn't warn you guys
pero es
about
muy, doloroso, pero si no les advierto a ustedes,
get a phone call.
Usted recibe una llamada.
You know, they don't call you up and say, "Hey, I'm going to fraud you." You know,
ellos llaman, "Hey, te voy a engañar, voy a cometer fraude contigo." Cuando
so
a usted.
This is the fraud department from Wells Fargo. Well, they got your attention. Did you approve?
Tengo del departamento the de Wells Fargo con el departamento de fraude y tienes unos cargos.
For something.
Por algo.
Oh no, we didn't approve of that. It's $800.
No,
oh, thank you for catching it.
Oh, gracias por agarrar.
So next thing, okay, we're from Wells Fargo.
De Wells Fargo,
and they gave us our account numbers.
Nos dieron nuestras cuentas de números.
Why wouldn't you believe them?
¿Por qué no lo crees?
Then they gave us our social security numbers.
Y también nos dieron nuestro seguro social.
Isn't that a little scary?
No es eso de
so why wouldn't I believe them?
¿Por qué no
here's your account numbers. Here's your, we're from the fraud department.
Números,
we're trying to protect
social.
You.
Estamos tratando de proteger, dijeron ellos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So they had me and Mary in their grips, and they it hurt.
Y duele porque nos agarraron a mí y a María. Tomaron dinero.
Beware.
Esté advertido.
Please.
Esté consciente, por favor.
In fact,
de hecho,
I'm going to ask you if,
te voy a pedir,
if you all, everybody have caller ID now. Huh?
Todos tienen ID cuando le llaman, que usted está mirando quién está hablando a usted.
If you see a number and that doesn't have a name that you know, don't even answer it.
Si usted mira un número que usted ni
yes.
siquiera conoce, ni siquiera conteste.
Correct, but what I'm saying, if it doesn't say Nate or Honor or somebody,
no, that,
yes.
Háblele a uno de nosotros. Y esa es la situación.
We have done that in the past.
Hemos hecho eso en el pasado.
Okay, but this one was that tricky. And finally,
muy,
I asked the guy, I said, how do I know you're not a fraud? He says, Don, have I asked you for any information?
¿Te he pedido alguna información, Don?
I said, no, you haven't asked me for one
no,
thing.
No,
you
me
gave
me
your information. So, oh, you must be the bank.
Oh, tú tienes
right?
que ser el banco, entonces, si tú me diste eso.
I know, dumb me. Right? I mean, that's the way I feel, but I just...
Así es como yo me
yes. siento. Oh, bless you. Yes, that's it.
Es el nivel de sofisticación como es que ellos lo hacen.
Yes.
El nivel de sofisticación que ellos pueden tener aún... La voz de un pariente suyo
so
con el
I
AI.
Hope, thank you, brother Derek.
Gracias, hermano.
Thank
Derek.
You, because that's.
Gracias porque.
Please.
Por favor.
Be on guard like you never have
este,
in
usted,
your life. Yes, brother Greg.
Si le hacen una pregunta así.
Yeah.
Lo que haría yo les voy a colgar
Believe
a ellos
me.
Y llamar a la institución misma.
I've learned. What's that? Hindsight is 2020, yeah, but they said, here we're here and we're protecting you and all of this bad things are happening against your account and here we have all this information,
tenemos,
you know.
Tienen toda esta información y usted sabe,
so,
el engaño.
Just last night,
anoche,
there was another little news clip.
Había otra noticia, un clip.
This is another fraud that's going around right
este
now.
Es otro fraude que está aconteciendo.
They're really targeting us
Realmente
older people, you know.
Están apuntando a la vieja.
They get
vieja.
A call and again.
Recibimos una llamada y una vez más.
The technology and the AI and everything they can be so convincing.
Es tan convincente.
We have your account.
Tenemos tu
and
cuenta.
Your bank and your money and your bank is at
dinero.
Risk.
Y tu banco está
well,
en riesgo.
Who hasn't heard that the banks
no
have
los risky. Bancos están en riesgo.
So when somebody calls you like that,
cuando
oh,
llama usted, oh,
I got to protect my money.
Tengo que proteger mi dinero.
So this is what's going around now.
Eso es lo que está aconteciendo ahora.
And they must know the people that have
tenemos
the bucks and those that don't.
Aquellos que tienen esto y los que no lo tienen.
We need you to take the money out of your bank, go buy so many gold bars. This is up to $150,000, guys.
Y esto es $150,000.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So they buy these, and they said, we will send an FBI agent. He will show you his identification. And the FBI comes to the door, and they say, oh, thank you for protecting me. We'll put this, and you can collect it here. They walk away with the $150,000 worth of gold, and the guys never sign again.
Desapareció.
Yeah. So the deception,
el engaño,
and Derek with the AI and the voice, Derek taking dijo, Jesse's Jesse, voice or Pete's voice or anybody's voice that you know very well,
voz de alguien más que usted conozca muy bien,
they could wrap your head in knots, you know.
Pueden ellos enredar yes. su cabeza. Y dando un consejo que alguien entre tú y el que tú conozcas.
Now tell me, como, set up a code word between you and other people. Yes. Okay.
You would understand.
Ah, excellent. Yeah,
that's
very good.
What Lisa said to work.
Yes, John. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Good ideas, everybody. Thank you.
Buenas ideas.
Just be on guard.
Esté en guardia.
And I think the most simplest thing.
Yo creo que
if you don't recognize
simples,
the number, even no if it is like número, an institution,
si
very good point, Brother Derek. This
Derek.
Is Wells Fargo.
Este es Wells Fargo.
This is your credit card company. This is this.
Esta
this
es compañía de crédito. Esta que lo
and tengo. I think one of the reasons we
una de las razones,
have gotten calls from American Express because we have cards.
Tenemos tarjetas y hemos recibido llamadas de América.
And they have been very helpful protecting
muy,
us when people tried to charge.
Ayuda,
and that was a legitimate help.
Y era una ayuda
you know
legítima.
What I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. But again, I don't want anybody else going through. We said we had to spend a whole day at the, was when Dwayne was here, actually, at the bank and at the police, talking with police and everything else. But
okay.
All right. Let's get into the word.
Vamos a entrar a la palabra.
And we were looking at this. We were looking at a subject.
Esto.
And last week, we just looked at some things the prophet said. And the question
dijo,
was, why is the seven book of redemption,
¿por qué es el libro de redención
book of redemption sealed? Why is it? Why are
sellado?
The seals there?
Porque están los sellos ahí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And so last week, we looked at the back.
Miramos.
What happened in the Garden of Eden?
¿Qué pasó en el jardín de,
and that Eve
del Edén, y Eva,
was designed, of course, we know.
Fue diseñada, sabemos,
God working everything out perfectly.
Dios haciendo que todo funcionara perfectamente.
That way, we might know the depths of his redemptive power.
Saber las profundidades de su poder de redención.
Had to partake of the tree of the...
Tuvo que participar del árbol.
But
she switched
voices of authority and therefore took the life of that.
Y por eso, cayendo.
And so there was supposed to be one voice
tenía que supuestamente ser una of sola God voz
to talk to his children, his...
Para tener a los hijos.
With
con
the fall,
la caída,
there's been two voices, and then that's probably multiplied because of all of the demonic forces and everything else in the world.
Y todo lo demás.
So that one voice
esa voz
is more difficult to hear.
Es más dificultosa para escuchar.
Excuse me? Totally. Yeah, really. So,
entonces,
real quick,
rápido,
what my point is in these last few sermons is
¿cuál
this.
Es mi punto en estos últimos sermones? Es esto.
The book of redemption,
el libro
or
de
the
redención,
word redemption,
o la palabra redención,
by the system of the harlot that holds people down,
sistema
says,
de la ramera,
it is limited to the cross.
A los creyentes,
there's nothing
está
more to
a la
it.
Cruz. No hay okay. más para ello.
And we read in, let's go there real quick.
Vamos a ir rápidamente.
Ephesians chapter 1 again.
Efesios 1.
And we read in 6-9 that in that passage of Ephesians alone, you cannot take redemption and limit it to the cross.
Okay. A la cruz. ¿Está bien?
So we got 6-10. Okay. Well, yeah. Five, you know, we know these passages, so very well. I'm going to just start at 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace,
para la alabanza de la gloria de su gracia,
wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved,
con el cual nos hizo aceptos en el amado.
God put you into his son.
Dios lo puso usted dentro de
1 Corinthians 1:30.
Primera de Corintios,
in whom we have redemption.
En quien tenemos redención.
In whom we have redemption.
En quien tenemos redención.
In whom we have redemption.
En quien tenemos redención.
Where is the redemption?
¿Dónde está la redención?
Through his blood.
A través de su sangre.
What's the blood?
¿Qué es la sangre?
Okay, everybody.
Todos.
You must understand.
Tiene que
you will
entender.
Never understand this message
entenderá usted este mensaje
unless you understand
al menos que usted entienda
what the blood is.
¿Qué es lo que la sangre es?
When you ask somebody,
cuando usted le pregunta a alguien,
okay,
está bien.
I'm under the blood.
Estoy bajo la sangre.
Would you please define that for me? What do you mean you're
favor,
under the blood?
¿Podría usted, por
how
favor,
do you know?
Esto, como usted sabe?
Jesus died on the cross.
Jesús
I believe
murió
it.
En la
I'm
cruz.
Under the blood.
Yo creo que estoy bajo la sangre.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But all through Scripture,
todo a través de la escritura,
and I've done countless Bible studies
y
on this,
he hecho muchos estudios de Biblia en esto.
The blood is the word.
La sangre es la palabra.
From the book of Genesis,
del libro de Génesis,
okay, the life is in the blood.
La vida está en la
right?
sangre. Correcto.
Exodus 24.
Exodus 24.
Moses takes the blood.
Moisés toma la sangre.
Literal blood. And he
literal,
takes the blood and he sprinkles
sangre,
the cover, the book, the scroll of the covenant
rocía,
of God.
El libro okay? del pacto. ¿Está bien?
Now there's a connection right
ahora,
there.
Hay una conexión
why
ahí.
Did he do that?
Porque él
because
hizo eso,
he's sprinkling a parchment with the word of God written on it with the blood of the Lamb.
Esto con correct? La palabra de Dios escrita en
okay?
ello, ¿correcto?
So
entonces,
you take that on into the New Testament.
Se lo lleva al Nuevo Testamento.
And in the New Testament,
en el Nuevo Testamento,
you see
usted mira,
Matthew 26.
Mateo 26.
Take and eat. This is my body which is
miren,
broken.
Este es mi,
this
mi
is
sangre,
my
la cual es
blood
rota.
That
este
is shed for you.
Que
okay.
Por ustedes. ¿Está bien?
Okay, and then
entonces,
this is the new covenant.
Este es el nuevo pacto.
Where is the new covenant?
¿Dónde está el nuevo pacto?
Hebrews 8.
Hebreos 8.
Hebrews 10.
Hebreos 10.
This is the new covenant.
Este es el nuevo pacto.
This is the covenant.
Este es el pacto.
I will write my word in your...
Escribiré mi palabra.
Okay, in your mind and in your heart.
En tu corazón y en tu
and this is so interesting
es
right here
aquí,
because in Hebrews chapter
Hebreos,
10,
capítulo 10,
it says, and dice, I will remember your sins no more.
Recordaré tus pecados no más.
Okay, So why there?
So por qué ahí?
Why do people say, oh, I'll just go shake the hands of the pastor?
Oh,
I believe in Jesus died on the cross. That's enough.
Eso es suficiente.
It's not enough.
No es suficiente.
And they don't go through the scripture to see that
eso,
as in the word redemption, because redemption is through the blood.
Redención es a través de la sangre.
The blood takes you all the way to redemption,
todo el camino hacia redención,
to the seals,
a los sellos,
to the open book,
al libro abierto.
And it's in the first seal, it's when the seals are open,
es cuando los sellos son abiertos, that que
spiritual things are all happening all over that week.
Están pasando a okay? través de eso.
Several things are happening. We'll get into those later. But it's in the seals,
pero es en el sello,
where he says the bride is perfect.
Que la novia es
why?
Perfecta.
There's a word open,
hay una palabra
and there's a bride to receive that word.
Novia para recibir esa palabra.
And he doesn't ever say anything else about the rest of the world.
Más acerca del resto de la palabra.
He says the bride is perfect
dice
every time.
La novia okay? es perfecta, todo el
why?
Tiempo. ¿Por qué?
Because
porque
she's taken a word, allowing the Holy Spirit to write that word
Santo que escribe
in her mind and in her heart.
Okay? ¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
these things are critically for us to understand.
Críticas
if you don't have that revelation,
si
go
no
into the Scripture,
vaya a la Escritura,
and you talk to your denominational friends,
y hablen a sus amigos,
I'm under the blood.
Yo estoy bajo
would
la
you explain that to me? What do you mean by that?
¿Qué quieres tú decir
okay,
con eso?
So there's a revelation,
hay una revelación,
and it's all through the Scripture,
todo a través de la Escritura,
exactly like we read in Ephesians about redemption. Okay, let's read it. I'm sorry. No, I start reading and then I go on. Okay, to the praise of the glory of his grace, verse 6, Ephesians 1. Wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
¿En quién nos hizo aceptos en el
in whom?
¿En quién?
In whom? Who?
¿En quién? ¿Quién?
The Son,
el
Jesus
Hijo,
Christ.
Jesucristo.
We have redemption.
Tenemos
what does redemption mean?
¿Qué
he's taken
redención?
Us back
nos está llevando de
through
regreso,
his blood.
A través de su sangre.
Okay, the forgiveness of sins
de pecados,
according to the riches of his grace.
A las riquezas de su gracia.
Where's the blood?
¿Dónde está la sangre?
Wherein?
Estamos dentro.
Wherein what?
¿Dónde en qué?
Wherein? Why is that word in verse 8 there?
¿Por qué está esa palabra en
okay.
el versículo 8?
Wherein? Why? Wherein? What's he referring to?
¿De a qué se está refiriendo? ¿Qué hizo?
Wherein is redemption?
¿Dónde es su redención?
Wherein is the Son?
¿Dónde en su Hijo?
Wherein we are in him?
¿Dónde estamos
wherein
en él?
Through his blood?
¿Dónde
all of this, because
sangre.
Of that,
todo esto por causa de eso,
here it is.
Aquí está.
What did he do?
¿Qué hizo?
He hath abounded us toward us in all wisdom and prudence. The word prudence
para con nosotros, entonces,
is really in the Greek understanding. He has given us an understanding.
Realmente en el griego es entendimiento.
That this day,
ese es este día,
this time,
esta vez,
this word vindicated,
esta palabra vindicada,
what did he do through that blood?
A través de esa
okay?
sangre.
He made known to us the mystery of his will.
Nos dio a conocer el misterio de su voluntad.
Okay, John.
Juan.
This having made known to us the mystery of his will is redemption. So if they say at the cross, I'm redeemed, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and they,
look,
and they stop there. Okay? What's making them stop there?
¿Qué hace que ellos paren
a spirit.
Ahí? Un espíritu.
What spirit?
¿Qué espíritu?
A spirit that says, I'm going to hold you down and
el
not let you progress.
Dice, no te voy a dejar progresar.
Right?
Te estoy deteniendo
isn't
aquí.
That, she sits on many waters.
Ella se siente en muchas
I don't
aguas.
Want you to grow.
No quiero que
oh, I don't need to abound in wisdom.
Pero no necesito
oh, I don't need to abound. Well, here it says you do.
Pero aquí dice que tú tienes que
if you're
en eso.
In redemption, if
si
you're under that blood,
si estás bajo
he makes
sangre,
you understand
él
things. What does he make you understand? The mystery of
el
his will.
De su voluntad.
What's that?
¿Qué es eso?
How would you know the mystery of his will if we didn't have a vindicated message for this day?
De su voluntad, huh? No tuvieras un
God to fulfill his word.
Dios para cumplir
God
su
coming
palabra.
To you and say,
Dios viniendo
I need you
diciendo,
to understand something.
Necesito que entiendas algo.
I have a plan.
Tengo un plan.
And you're not just going to float through this life.
No vas a flotar a través
oh,
de
I'll
esta
do
vida.
The best I can.
O voy a ser lo mejor que pueda.
I'll be the best kind of Christian I can.
El mejor cristiano que pueda.
I'll die. I'll go to heaven.
Moriré,
that's not it.
Cielo. Eso no lo es
and
todo.
If that's in your mind,
si
you still
mente,
haven't read the open book of redemption
no
yet.
Abierto el libro de redención. dimensión todavía.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
We have to go beyond.
Tenemos
He's
más
taking
allá.
Us Nos está in new places.
A nuevos lugares.
He's the, he, did he abound toward you, Stephen? Did he give you
Sobre
wisdom?
Contigo,
Is he opening our minds, Marianne? Did he give us more understanding in this day?
En este
you
día?
Bet he did. And so what is the mystery
Él
of his
no
will?
¿Cuál es el misterio de su voluntad?
Oh, well, we have a message about that, don't
oh,
we?
Tenemos un mensaje acerca de ello,
It's called Christ, the mystery of God
Se llama
revealed.
Cristo, el misterio
oh,
de
what's
revelado.
That?
Oh, ¿qué es
oh
esto?
God in man.
Oh, Dios en el hombre.
Oh, what's he doing?
¿Qué está haciendo?
Oh, there's the breach. Oh, he's taking us back.
O él nos está llevando de regreso.
So we understand the mystery
Entendemos
of his will
de su voluntad,
that nobody else has been able or even wanted to understand. Right?
Okay. No quiere ni entenderlo.
So having made known the mystery of his will,
el misterio de su
according
voluntad,
to
de acuerdo a,
what? His good pleasure.
Oh, según su beneplácito.
You will read it how good I am.
Usted le leerá
how
que,
good
que,
I've been
que,
this
que
week.
Bueno, He sido esta semana,
okay.
Que he sido.
It has nothing to do with you.
No tiene nada
it has everything
usted.
To do with this is what his design
y
was,
es,
period. You with me?
Todo con lo que ha sido
okay,
lo que
the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure,
de acuerdo al beneplacito,
which he hath purposed in himself.
Había
Here it
a sí
is.
Mismo. Aquí está.
That in the dispensation
que en la dispensación del cumplimiento de
of
los
the
tiempos,
fullness of times,
Del cumplimiento
I think
de los
we
tiempos.
Have totally misunderstood that.
Creo que totalmente hemos malentendido esto.
Revelation 10.
Revelación 10.
When the mighty angel comes down and puts one foot on sea and one
Cuando
and,
el
okay.
ángel todopoderoso baja con su pie en mar y en la tierra.
Seven thunders utter their voices.
Siete truenos hablaron
Time is no more.
El tiempo
and
no
everybody goes
no más.
Crazy over that. Oh, time is
eso.
No more. Oh,
el tiempo
what?
No existe lo más.
Okay.
Oh, te asusta.
Brother Branham, we'll do that another. I will say. Brother Branham explains that right in the first message of the seals.
El hermano
okay?
Branham explica eso ahí
It's
en el
right
mensaje
there.
De los sellos. Está ahí.
Okay.
Está bien.
Time is no more. He says what it means. The denominational ages is over and the church ages are over. That's what he says.
Eso
Time
lo que
is
dice,
no more.
Que el tiempo
he explains
más.
It right there.
La denominación, las okay? iglesias, la iglesia no existe no más.
So in the dispensation of the fullness of times.
En la dispensación del cumplimiento de los tiempos.
Denomination ages are over. Church ages
se acabaron
are over.
Las edades
it's
de la
Christ
la
coming to you.
Es Cristo
I want to talk
usted.
To you. I want to reveal myself
quiero
to you.
Revelarme yo mismo
I'm going to take you to the fullness of redemption.
Te voy a llevar a la totalidad
right?
de la redención, ¿correcto?
Okay. That he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
De reunir todas las cosas en Cristo.
Here is that wheat.
Aquí está este
and I
vez.
Love that.
Y yo amo esto.
It's so precious to
está
me.
Precioso para
because
mí.
In one verse
Porque en un versículo
is the whole message.
Está todo el mensaje.
In one verse
en un versículo
is the message Christ, the mystery
es
of God, revealed.
Mensaje, Cristo, el misterio
that
de
he
revelado.
Might bring everything back to its original condition in
todo
Christ Jesus.
A su
They're right
original.
In the scripture.
Está ahí en la escritura.
Hidden in plain sight. Right?
Ahí escondido a vista.
This is redemption.
Esto es redención.
Right there.
Ahí.
Right in the book of Ephesians.
En el libro de Efesios.
You can't say I'm redeemed at the cross and say I'm
decir,
not.
Estoy redimido en la okay. cruz.
What a disservice you're doing to the Lord Jesus.
¿Qué disservicio le estás haciendo,
you're
Señor
calling
Jesús?
His blood impotent.
Tú le estás llamando sangre
you're saying
impotente.
His blood has no
estás
more power in me.
No
he can't do these
mí.
Things.
No
this is what you're
cosa.
Saying when
Eso
you limit him.
Cuando tú lo limitas
okay,
a él.
Does that make sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
Don't limit the power of
no
God and
el
his
poder
word.
De Dios en su palabra.
The only way you can
de
do
otra
that.
Manera que usted puede hacer eso.
Is to honor him
es el
by believing and accepting everything
creer,
that he did.
Todo lo que él es él.
Because that finished product,
ese final,
okay,
está bien?
You
usted,
restored,
restaurado,
you
usted,
as Adam,
como Adán,
you in control of this earth,
en control
right?
de esta tierra, correcto?
Go out and claim it. Hey,
vaya y reclámelo.
Yeah. Look at all those mansions sitting around Lake Minnetonka. Do you like Minnetonka?
Estas,
it's yours.
En Minnetonka.
Oh, I like this like over here. Oh,
no,
that doesn't
esta.
Make any difference. That's yours.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Es tuya. Entiendes
it's ours.
Es de nosotros.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Los mansos heredarán la tierra.
Okay. So when that fullness and that
Cuando
full manifestation
manifestación,
and Jesus Christ
Jesucristo
comes,
venga,
here's my kids.
Aquí están mis niños.
Look what I did.
Mira lo que
look at what my blood accomplished.
Mira lo que mi sangre logró.
And he looks at you.
Y él lo mira usted.
And that's the highest praise he can ever get.
la mayor
as his work done in you.
Que él podría recibir.
Does that make sense, honey?
Su palabra cumplida.
Okay, you look at that. Because look at verse 12.
Porque mire versículo 12.
Read it out loud with me, would you?
Ustedes conmigo.
That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. There you go.
Ahí está. A fin de que seamos para alabanza de su gloria, nosotros los que primeramente esperábamos en Cristo.
The highest praise that you can give the Lord that died for you and lives for you and lives in you and works in you and accomplishes His word and writes His word in my brain and writes His word in my heart and tells you I'm not going to remember your sin. The greatest praise
ya no recuerdo tus pecados. La más grande alabanza
is show Him
lo muestra él
the work that He has done
en la obra que él ha hecho
in you
en usted.
Okay, you're all watching Greg. Did you hear what I said? David, what did I just say?
¿Qué acabo de decir, hermano?
I know. We're humans.
Somos humanos.
I don't fault anybody because I'm like, we're all, I'm just saying this is the human condition.
Esa es la condición humana. I can interpret.
That's the way we are, you know?
Así es como somos, ¿saben?
That's the human condition.
Es de la condición humana.
That's how we listen. That's why we have to go over things 4,000 times.
Por eso es que les preguntamos todos 4,000 veces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sí.
That we should be to the praise of His glory. And we will be.
Y seremos.
Do you want to give Him glory?
¿Quiere usted serlo?
Then let Him work in you.
Entonces deje que Él trabaje en usted.
Do you want to glorify His name?
¿Quiere usted glorificar su nombre?
Then let Him.
Entonces déjelo a Él.
Fulfill His word.
Cumpla su palabra
in
en usted.
There you go.
Ahí está.
It's the highest praise.
La mayor
alabanza. Do you see what a sheep? Do you know what they're doing?
¿Sabe lo que ellos están haciendo?
Look at they're appealing to all the senses they can.
Mire que están ellos tratando de.
What is modern praise?
¿Qué es alabanza
moderna? And I've just seen it recently.
Lo acabo de mirar and I couldn't believe it. No lo podía yo creer.
Do you know in churches they have smoke machines?
¿Saben que en las iglesias tienen
and light shows?
De humo.
And they, it's all went to the senses.
Y todo a través de sus
when everything the Spirit of God has taken us away from,
cuando el Espíritu de Dios nos está retirando de eso, ellos lo están trayendo a sus iglesias.
Wow. Okay.
Está bien.
Are you with me?
Esto está conmigo, ¿me entiende?
We're not getting very far, are we?
No estamos llegando muy lejos,
correcto. So, redemption.
Redención.
Does anybody, if you have questions on redemption, that it goes beyond Jesus hanging on the cross,
que va más allá
go
de
to
Jesús
the book of Ephesians. Then
cruz.
Go to the book of
vaya
Hebrews.
Libro de Efesios y el
then
libro
go
de
to the
Hebreos.
Book of Romans.
Y vaya libro
then
de
go
Romanos.
To the whole New Testament. Okay?
Vaya todo el Nuevo Testamento.
It's okay. All there.
Está todo ahí.
Okay?
Está bien?
But there's a spirit
pero
of the harlot.
El espíritu de la ramera,
Mystery Babylon sitting on people,
sentándose en la
holding
gente,
them down,
deteniéndolos ahí abajo.
Okay, no, you can only see part.
Oh, no,
so today, all right, hoy, Philip, here
Felipe,
we go.
Ya vamos.
Why is the book of redemption sealed?
¿Por qué este libro de redención sellado?
Okay, now today we're going to
ahora,
see
hoy,
this.
Vamos a mirar
the pathway
esto.
That God. That the life of God takes.
El camino que la vida de Dios nos toma, nos lleva.
Okay, through the blood.
A través de la sangre.
Through the word of Jesus Christ.
A través de la palabra de Jesucristo.
Takes us all the way to our original condition.
Nos lleva todo de regreso a nuestra condición original.
The seven sealed book cannot be opened without blood. Is that true?
El libro sellado no puede ser abierto
okay,
sin
so
la sangre.
Oh, I guess I got a thing here, don't I? Okay, let's go. Colossians.
Colossenses.
Now.
Ahora.
What's the text Brother Branham used?
¿Cuál es el texto que el hermano Branham usa?
For the message Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Para el mensaje, el misterio de Dios Cristo revelado.
This.
Esto.
This is it.
Esto es todo.
Okay. And. Ever since I read this decades ago,
desde que leí esto hace décadas,
when I was, there's something that stuck in my brain
algo que se quedó en mi cerebro,
because the prophet stops
porque el profeta paró,
and when he stops
y cuando
at paró, a place
en un cierto lugar,
between after
entre,
verse 20
después del versículo
and he makes the comment
y hace un comentario,
and it's one of those things
y es una de esas cosas
Okay? He's reconciling us through his blood.
Nos está reconciliándonos a través de su sangre.
So here is the answer.
Aquí está la respuesta.
Again in the scripture.
Una vez más, en
again in the word of God.
En la palabra de Dios.
That tells us.
Que nos dice.
The blood. What is the blood? It's the word.
Sangre. ¿Qué es la sangre? Es la palabra.
Where does it work? It works where Eve
obra.
Let in other voices and takes us back.
Nos toma de regreso.
To his voice.
En su voz de él.
Okay, and so it has to work.
Y tiene que obrar
in our mind.
En nuestras mentes.
What is the mind?
¿Qué es la mente?
The human spirit.
El espíritu humano.
What is the human spirit?
¿Qué es el espíritu humano?
Huh?
¿Eh?
David, what's the human spirit?
¿Qué es el espíritu humano, David?
Reason, conscience,
imagination. Razonamiento, conciencia, imaginación, memoria.
Okay, affection and memory.
Y memoria.
Right?
Correcto.
And he tells us in the message,
1962,
greatest battle ever fought.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada.
Because all of those were channels that were meant to be,
son canales
designed
que
to be,
tenían que ser.
The Holy Ghost. Satan plugged them all up.
El Espíritu Santo posado, pero Satanás right? los tapó.
But he says,
pero dice,
the Holy Ghost needs to scour them all out.
Necesita el Espíritu Santo sacar todo eso.
Right? So you go to 1965,
nos vamos al 65,
thinking man's filter,
el filtro de un hombre que piensa,
knoweth it not,
y no lo sabe.
All of these wonderful messages, and he takes that theme
y toma esa cosa,
that he preached
in 1962
and expands on it and says, this is what the Holy Spirit is doing today.
Esto es lo que el Espíritu Santo está haciendo hoy.
So what's our concentrating message here? That's been with me for
years.
What is the Holy Spirit doing today?
¿Qué es el Espíritu Santo está haciendo hoy?
So there's a lot of things we can go into.
Muchas cosas a las cuales podemos
there's a lot of things that are good.
Muchas cosas buenas.
How to make this life better. You can be a better father,
vida.
Better brother.
Puede ser mejor lots of padre, things. Hermano.
But my
muchas
focus
cosas.
Has always
pero
been, Lord, what are you doing today to get us out of here?
¿Qué estás haciendo hoy, Señor, para que
what
nos
is your spirit
aquí?
Doing to your bride?
¿Qué está haciendo tu espíritu
what
are you
saying to her
¿qué le está diciendo
to prepare
a ella
her
para prepararla?
To get us into another dimension like
para
that.
Llevarnos a otra dimensión.
Okay, so we're going to start reading.
Vamos a empezar a leer.
First Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Okay. Again, text
más.
For Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
You mean thanks to the Father, which hath made us meet. What does that mean, he made us meet, Russ? Made us meet to be partakers. What does it mean to be meet to be a partaker? Put us in a position where we could be.
Qualified.
There you go. So he
ahí,
worked inside of you before you could even be a partaker.
Dentro usted para que antes aún de ser participante.
Let's not run over the words.
No saltemos las palabras.
He worked in you, made you fit, made you meet, made
pero
you
apto,
able to be a partaker
apto,
of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Para participar de la herencia de los santos en luz.
What does that mean, John?
¿Qué significa eso, Juan?
How do I inherit light?
¿Cómo heredo luz?
I turn on the lights.
¿A través de prender la luz?
Huh? Okay, so anytime there is light.
Cada vez que hay luz.
I love it where Brother Branham does this in simplicity.
Cuando el hermano Branham hace
in the message entitled
Shalom.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And it's so wonderful. In the message of Shalom, he said, light,
dice que luz,
what was it?
¿Qué era?
Okay. It was a spoken word.
Era la palabra hablada.
Is that true?
¿No es eso verdad?
Let there be and there was.
Deja lo que sea y fue.
Okay. He says, before that, it was just a word.
Antes
but
de
what
de
had happened,
una palabra que, pero lo que pasó,
the word light is actually a manifested word of God.
La palabra vida es
that
luz,
makes sense, John?
Es la palabra manifestada
so
de la
when
palabra
Jesus
de Dios.
Said,
cuando
I
Jesús
am
dijo,
the light
yo soy la luz
of the world,
del mundo,
here is God manifested in his fullness
en su
in a human body,
en un cuerpo
and he
humano,
says, there's light.
Y dice, ahí hay luz.
Then he goes to
entonces,
you, Bethany,
usted,
and says,
Bethany
you're light.
Dice, tú eres luz.
Right?
Correcto.
Sam, you're light. What do you want you to be? You are supposed to be the Word manifested, the life of God, the life of God manifest to the world,
al mundo,
and salty, make them thirsty for it. Okay, so this is why the seals had to be open.
Los sellos tuvieron que ser abiertos.
This had to happen.
Tiene que acontecer.
Where did it have to happen?
¿Dónde tiene esto que acontecer?
In me and you.
En mí y en usted.
So let's start again.
So vamos a comenzar una vez
let's
más.
Give thanks. Let's do that.
Vamos a dar gracias.
Thank
vamos
you, Father.
Gracias, Padre.
Can you do that?
¿Puede usted hacer eso?
Thank him. Thank you,
gracias.
Father.
Gracias, Padre.
Because you made me able.
Porque tú me hiciste capaz.
You prepared me my, to be
me to
partake
para ser participante
of
de,
the inheritance
de la herencia
of the saints. What's the inheritance? It's what he designed that he could not give you until he died.
De, right? Usted, para dar usted lo que él no podía,
so I look at inheritance
so yo busqué la palabra
as something very
herencia.
Precious,
es algo muy precioso,
very critical,
muy crítico.
Because if somebody had to die to give me his inheritance,
porque
that
si
means
tiene
a lot.
Que morir para que me dé su herencia, eso
me?
Significa mucho. Está usted
all
conmigo,
right.
¿Me entiende?
Made us, he
nos
made us able, he made
capaz,
us ready,
aptos,
he made us
listos,
able to become a partaker of the inheritance of this light.
De la herencia,
what is he going to give me?
Que me va a dar.
The most important thing
la
he can give you is his word
manifest.
Isn't that phenomenal?
¿No es eso fenomenal?
The best thing I can give you is my word manifest. Why is that important, David?
¿Por qué es importante, David?
It's because es my life is in my word. And I'm not just going to give you a word to memorize on a printed page, right? I'm going to give you me manifest in life before you. Ah! That opens up something else, a whole new thing, does it not? You with me? Isn't that beautiful? Look at one verse. Isn't that just incredible? Let's read it together, first verse, 22.
22.
Giving thanks, let's see, everybody.
Todos.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I'm inheriting
todo.
God in his word manifest
palabra,
and coming
manifestado
to me.
Y viniendo a mí. Con gozo dando gracias, Padre, que nos hizo aptos para participar de la herencia de los santos en luz.
Okay, Lenore.
Leonora,
why would he bring you the manifested word to you?
¿Por qué traía la
why would he
palabra
do that?
Manifestada a ti? ¿Por qué él haría eso, Leonor?
So that it could be manifest in you.
Para que pudiera ser manifestada
I'm bringing
en
it
ti.
To you
la estoy trayendo
to show
a
you
ti
the life
luz,
and that life that is in you sees
ti,
the light in front of you
mira la luz
and there's a marriage that comes.
Y hay un matrimonio que toma lugar, una unión.
There you go.
Ahí está.
So he's bringing you this to work in you to do his word.
Para hacer su obra.
That makes sense, Marianne?
¿Tiene eso sentido, Marianne?
Don't you love the word of God?
¿No amas la palabra?
Okay. And what did he do?
¿Y qué hizo?
In each one of us.
En cada uno de nosotros.
Each one of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
He delivered us from the power of darkness.
Nos liberó del poder de la tiniebla.
Okay. And here's where I feel so bad for you people that were raised in the message.
Oh, me siento mal por ustedes, gente que fueron criados en el mensaje.
Because.
Porque.
You don't have anything in your mind that you can even repent of.
Usted no tiene nada de que aún se pudiera arrepentir. ¿Me entiende usted?
Us who were in the dark and knew the dark and felt the dark and were in the power of darkness, no one's like to be relieved from that.
Nosotros fuimos right? liberados de ello, ¿correcto?
Brother Alistair tells a story. He says,
Alistair
when I was young, he says, I never
dice,
rebelled.
Joven, no, ni siquiera me
and his dad told him one day,
papá le dijo un día,
he said, you need to find the word of God in life in you. You need
palabra,
to repent.
La palabra de Dios en tu vida, en ti,
he said, Dad, I never rebelled.
Papá, nunca me rebelé.
What do I have to repent of?
¿De qué me tengo que arrepentir?
And he says, it wasn't until the Holy Spirit
no, dice que no.
Dealt with him in his heart and brought him to his knees.
En su corazón y lo
I have to repent of self-righteousness.
Tengo que arrepentirme
and that
de
brought him to his knees.
Propia justicia mía, que yo era justos.
There you go. It's right, Derek, isn't it? Derek said it's just harder to find, but it's there.
Dice, the power of Derek darkness. Es más difícil de encontrarlo, pero está
okay.
Ahí. ¿Está bien?
For some of us,
por algunos de nosotros,
we have experienced darkness.
Hemos experimentado
it's tinieblas. Terrible.
Es terrible.
It's terrifying.
It's frightening.
It's death.
Es muerte.
Yeah. Sí. So when Jesus delivers you
cuando
from
Jesús
that,
lo libera usted de ello.
The transformation is so beautiful
la transformación
and phenomenal.
Está hermosa y fenomenal.
Yeah. But sí. You know what the scripture says.
Usted sabe lo que la escritura
to
dice.
Whom is forgiven much loves much, right?
Se le perdona más. Yeah. Más amor.
So correcto. Some of us that algunos have tasted, oh my Jesus.
Nosotros decimos, oh mi yeah. Jesús, oh sí.
Mary, for our wedding, there was a hymn that we came down the aisle to. It was, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know you are mine. For you all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer."
Mi gracioso Redentor.
There's no game playing when you've been out of
no hay un plan de juego aquí cuando ha estado ahí en tinieblas.
That's grace.
Eso es
that's
gracia.
Mercy. That's
es
love.
Misericordia. Eso
okay.
Es amor. ¿Está bien?
Now let's go to verse 14.
Vamos al versículo 14.
In whom we have redemption through his blood. There you go.
Ahí está. En quien tenemos redención por su sangre. Ahí está.
Isn't that
no es
what
eso.
Ephesians 1 said,
no,
John?
Ephesians 1 dice, yo.
It's not redemption. Look at.
Mire usted.
What's the word after redemption?
¿Qué es la palabra después de redención?
So,
forgiveness.
True. Isn't that interesting?
Es verdad, perdón de pecados, ¿no es interesante?
So he's going to use the blood
él va a usar la sangre
to redeem us.
Para redimirnos.
Until you understand
hasta que usted entienda
the word redemption,
la palabra redención,
taking us back to our original state.
De regreso
you don't
a
really understand
original.
Redemption. All you're going to look
no
at, you're looking at the cross and saying,
mirar
that
la cruz
it's done.
Y decir,
it hasn't even
acabado. Ni siquiera ha empezado ahí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Through the blood.
A través de la sangre.
Which means.
Lo cual significa.
Through the life.
A través de la.
The blood is the life is in the blood. Isn't that
la
what
vida.
The scriptures say all the way through?
La vida está en la sangre. ¿No
okay.
Lo que dijo?
Through his life.
A través de su vida.
Where's his life now?
¿Está su vida ahora?
What did Jesus say? We'll get
¿qué
there.
¿Qué dijo Jesús?
The words that I speak unto you.
Las palabras que yo les hablo a ustedes.
They are what and what.
¿Qué? ¿Y qué?
They are what and what? Spirit and life.
Espíritu y vida.
Okay. In whom we have
en quien tenemos
a taking back to our original condition through his life,
condición original,
through his words,
vida, sus palabras,
that could only come into my heart because he died
and shed his blood. Venir a mí porque murió y derramó su sangre.
With me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay, even the forgiveness of sins.
Aún el perdón de pecados.
Gotcha. You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay. The Son.
El Hijo.
Who is the image?
El cual es la imagen.
Of the invisible God.
Del Dios invisible.
What's the next phrase?
¿Cuál es la siguiente frase?
Of every.
El primogénito de toda creación.
There's lots of things that are creatures. But the real word there, I think, is the same as in Romans chapter 8.
Pero creo que es igual que en Romanos,
it's creation.
Es
first
creación.
Born of his church is called out once. First born.
Fuera, el
so if he's the firstborn,
so
are there other borns?
¿Hay otros?
Are you the second or third or fifth
tercero,
or 20th?
Tercero,
doesn't make
cuarto,
any difference.
Quinto, 20,
he was the first and we're following,
el,
right?
El fue primero. Ustedes
okay.
Son los seguidores de
he's
you.
The firstborn. That's good el news. There's more coming.
Buenas. Noticias, ya vienen más.
Okay, let's go to the next verse.
Vamos a la siguiente.
For by him.
Porque en él.
Through that God in the expression coming towards flesh.
Dios en expresión viniendo a la sangre, a la carne.
Everything is God coming into flesh, isn't it?
Todo viniendo en la sangre.
Finally,
en
ends carne. God in your flesh.
Por finalmente
that's
Dios en
ultimate.
Su carne.
Right, Pam?
Correcto, Pam.
Everything.
Todo.
That's why Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God in flesh.
Porque es que Jesús,
so he can come
Manuel,
into you, your
carne.
Flesh and my flesh. Okay.
Es mi carne.
Who is okay? Who is the image of the invisible God, the
el
firstborn of every creature? For by him,
porque en él,
were all things created that are in heaven,
las cosas, las que hay en el cielo,
and that are in earth,
las que hay en la tierra,
visible,
visibles,
invisible,
e invisibles,
whether they be thrones,
sean tronos,
or dominions,
sean dominios,
or principalities,
sean principados.
Well, what does that tell you? Or powers,
sean potestades.
There's nothing that is created that is by him and for him.
No hay nada que fue creado por él, que no fue creado por él y por medio de él.
So
y
he's
para él.
Over every other power.
So él es sobre todo
he
cualquier
has
otro poder.
Over them,
tiene dominio sobre
but
ellos.
They're all working out his word.
Pero todos están obrando su palabra.
Okay. So even if he gives you get bothered by spirits or demons and devils, guess what?
Por espíritus, demonios.
They're all to work ellos. Out something out in us, right?
Todo para obrar algo en nosotros, ¿correcto?
17. And he is before all things.
Y él es antes de todas las cosas.
Speaking of the Lord Jesus.
Hablando
and
del Señor
by
Jesús.
Him all things consist.
Y todas las cosas en él subsisten.
Okay. Verse 18. Versículo
18.
And he is the head.
Y él es la cabeza.
Of the body.
Del cuerpo.
No man.
No hombre.
No pope.
No papa,
no anointed pastor, no anybody.
No ungido pastor o no cualquier otro.
He
él
is the head.
Es la cabeza.
So then you can say he is my head.
Entonces usted puede decir él es mi cabeza
body,
porque
right?
Yo soy el cuerpo.
He's my head.
Él es mi cabeza.
I'm the called out, the church.
El llamado fuera, la iglesia.
Who is the beginning of the
el
firstborn?
Cuál es el principio.
From the dead.
El primogénito de entre los
muertos.
That
means I was dead in sins and trespasses, but he's the firstborn and he's going to be. I'm following.
Yo estoy siguiendo
I'm coming out of the dead, out
estoy
of the
saliendo
spirit
para
of
la
darkness.
Muerte, del espíritu de tinieblas.
Oh, now look at this.
Ahora,
that in
esto.
All things, he might have what?
Para que en todo tenga él que.
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Isn't
that
the
second mystery?
¿No es el segundo misterio? La preeminencia.
Okay, for it pleased the Father.
Por cuanto agradó al Padre.
That in him should all fullness dwell.
Que en él habitase toda plenitud.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now here's the interesting one.
Aquí está lo interesante.
Here's where we're going.
Aquí es donde vamos.
To say that the word is the blood and it comes to do something in us. Why are the seals?
¿Por qué los sellos
sealed? Why are
sellados?
They sealed in the first place?
¿Por qué sellados en primer lugar?
He had to do this.
Tenía él que hacer esto.
To open the seals to me and you.
Para abrir los sellos a usted y a mí.
He had to make peace between me and God.
Tenía que hacer paz entre yo y Dios.
He had to offer himself.
Tenía que ofrecerse él mismo.
He had to be obedient to the Father.
Tuvo que ser obediente al Padre.
Through the blood of his cross.
A través de la sangre de su.
Real blood. Real blood.
Eso es okay. Verdadera sangre.
By him,
real, por él.
To reconcile.
Reconciliar.
What is that word reconcile, Pete?
¿Qué es esa palabra reconciliar?
Huh? Perfect. All things what?
Atrás.
To
todas
himself.
Cosas, ¿qué es eso?
He has to bring me
todas
back.
Las cosas.
Don needed to be brought back.
Don estaba ser traído
by
para atrás.
Him,
por él.
I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven,
todas las cosas sí las están
okay.
En la tierra.
Now, if you all go to the message, Christ, the mystery of God, and here is where the prophet stops at the end of verse 20,
al final del versículo 20,
and then he makes the statement himself,
y él hace esta declaración,
and he says
y él dice,
he had to reconcile.
Él tenía que reconciliar.
Well, what was he reconciling?
Que él estaba reconciliando.
And here's where Brother Branham stops.
Aquí es donde el hermano Branham para y dice,
watch
vigile.
Where that reconciliation went.
Vigile todo a dónde esa reconciliación fue.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That should be a heads up.
Eso debería ser una advertencia
he's
que ponga atención.
On reconciliation.
Ahora, se está enfocando en reconciliación.
He's focusing on
está
what reconciliation was sent to do.
Enfocándose en lo que reconciliación fue enviada para
me?
Hacer. ¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
What was it sent to do? Where did that reconciliation watch where that reconciliation went.
Vigile a dónde esa reconciliación fue.
And you,
y usted,
that were sometimes alienated,
que fue extranjero,
and enemies in your mind.
Y enemigos en su mente.
There you go. I was an enemy in my mind.
Yo era un enemigo en mi mente.
Uh-huh. And because I was an enemy in my mind,
por causa que yo era enemigo en mi mente,
I was darkness, Ephesians 5.
Yo era tinieblas, Efesios 5:8, fallé.
Right?
Correct.
I was
era
under the power of darkness.
Estaba bajo el poder de las tinieblas.
And he had to rescue me from
y él
that.
Tenía que rescatarme de eso.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now we're seeing.
Ahora estamos mirando.
What was the reason for the blood of
era
Christ?
La razón por la sangre de Cristo.
Yes, it can be expanded. Please don't
sí, puede ser expandida,
misunderstand
por favor,
me.
But
no me this is a focal.
Pero este es
okay.
Enfocar.
In the scripture and
en
in the prophet.
Y en el profeta.
Does not the brother Branham tell us?
No, el hermano Branham nos dice.
That the bride has a secret.
Que la novia tiene un secreto.
What is the secret
¿cuál
she
es el secreto
has?
Que ella tiene?
She has the mind of Christ.
Tiene la mente de Cristo.
How did she get that?
¿Cómo ella recibe eso?
She is redeemed. So he could bring her that, okay?
Ella lo recibe para que le traiga eso
okay.
a ella. ¿Está bien?
And you that were sometime
y ustedes que eran algún tiempo
alienated
extranjeros
and enemies in your mind
y enemigos en su mente
by
a través de
wicked works.
Sus obras malas.
What comes first?
¿Qué viene primero?
The wicked work or the thought in the mind?
El pensamiento en la mente o la obra mala.
Right. Right.
Correcto.
The thought in the mind, we were
el pensamiento
enemies.
En la mente, éramos enemigos.
Oh, but look at what he says.
Oh, pero mira lo que dice.
Yet now he hath reconciled.
Pero a pesar ahora ha reconciliado.
Go, verse 22.
Versículo 22.
In the body of his flesh.
En su cuerpo de sangre.
Through death.
Por medio de la muerte.
Oh, isn't this glorious?
¿No es eso glorioso?
Let's read 22 out loud together.
Vamos a leer 22 todos juntamente.
Let's read 21 and 22 together.
22.
Everybody, stand up and read.
Párense
it when we're closing. Okay, musicians, come on.
Cerrando. Músicos, vengan.
And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable
in his sight.
Lenore, what's the word unreprovable mean?
¿Qué significa esta palabra? Irreprensible. No errores fueron hechos.
No correction needed.
No necesidad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine
¿se
that?
¿Puede usted imaginar eso?
I don't need to correct you for anything. I'm not going to
no,
hey,
no,
you really blew it there, David. No.
Eres irreprensible.
And none of us have holiness.
Y ninguno de nosotros tiene santidad.
Isn't that Brother Branham said? Brother
pero
Branham, do you believe in holiness?
Hermano Branham, ¿crees
yeah, but I
santidad?
Don't have any.
Sí, pero no tengo ni nada de holiness.
Which
no.
one of you have holiness?
¿Quién de ustedes tiene santidad?
If you say, yes, I do, then you're deceived. Because none of us do.
Entonces está engañando.
He alone is holy.
Nosotros. Él solamente es santo.
Thou alone art holy.
Tú right? solo tú eres santo.
In the body of his flesh.
Y el cuerpo.
Death.
De su
to present me.
Carne.
I don't know about you.
Yo no sé acerca de usted.
You all say it, to present me.
Tú dirás para presentarme.
Holy.
Santo.
And unblameable.
Y sin culpa.
And unreprovable.
Y e irreprensible.
In his sight.
En la vista de él.
The judge has spoken.
El juez ha hablado.
Who will counter the judge?
¿Quién irá en contra del juez?
Right?
Correcto.
Do you love him?
Lo aman.
My goodness, how
Dios
the
Dios.
Word is so beautiful and so wonderful.
Es tan hermoso y tan
maravilloso. Okay.
Está bien.
Who's playing the panana? Huh? I guess Karen is. Bless you. We love you, sis.
Te amamos, hermano.
Don't you love him?
No lo amo.
Let's sing that to him. Would you just sing,
no
I love
eso.
You? Sing it personally, which I love
personal.
You.
Personal. Yo te amo.
I love you. My salvation. that just a tad so us older folks with croaky voices can sing. Sing it to him again. Sing it to him.
Cántesela. Can compare, Father. You work, bringing us back, Father. Opening our eyes to be able and to receive your message today, Father. Always like a father. Pray, Father, that you are thinking always ahead, Father, to make sure that nobody can pluck us out of your hands, Father. What a father you are. Thank you for everything. And today, Father, you're protecting us in the middle of this chaos and everything happening, Father. You're watching over us. Thank you for everything, Father. There is no enough thanks that we can give you, Father. But just praise you and worship, Father. Like everybody else, those angels singing, holy, holy, holy you are, Father. Blessed be your name. Thanks for all things, Father. You made it possible. There is so much to say, Father. But sometimes we don't even have the right words to say to you, Father. But you know each heart right here thanking you. Bless them greatly, Father. Let there be no fights among us. Let there be love among us. Because that's the way how you say that. People we know, if we love each other, having you in us, not anymore about us, in the middle of us, but in us, Father, in this last time. Blessed be your name. We thank you for all things. In the name that is above all name, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
What did we read in Ephesians 12, chapter 1, verse 12? That we should be to the praise of His glory. First trust in Him.
Okay.
We are to be the praise of all the glory that He is. Do you want to give Him glory? Go beyond your words. Go beyond your songs. Go into your life. Go into your communion and fellowship. Go in and talk to Him and say, Lord, fulfill your word in me. That's the best, highest praise that He will ever receive. He will look down and He will look at you one day and He said, look at that. Look what I did. Isn't that just beautiful?
Amen.
And you know what makes Him the happiest?
Feliz?
Truly.
verdaderamente.
You want to make him happy?
¿Sabe usted saber lo que él lo hace feliz a él?
When he looks at you and say,
cuando lo mira usted dice,
you let me fulfill my word in you.
Tú me permitiste cumplir mi palabra en ti.
You allowed me in.
Tú me permitiste.
You said amen.
Y tú dijiste
amén. To every word. Amen.
Amen.
There's a song we used to sing quite often, just a little chorus. Praise you. Praise you.
Alabo,
and what's the next phrase say?
Frase?
Let my life. That's why I love that song.
Por eso es que yo amo ese
let my life. Canto. Let my life praise
deja que
you.
Mi vida, deja que mi vida.
There you go. That's good. Praise you. That's the whole scripture right there. Amen. Let's honor him.
Vamos
praise
a cantarle.
You. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you.